We welcome to the show Dr. Greg Fabiano. Good morning, doctor.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to talk to you as our community is opening back up. And now more than ever, local businesses are at your service. And you are a child psychologist with the Center for Children and Families. You're going to tell us about an important research project you're doing.
Yes, we do all of our work with kids who have challenging behaviors in home or at school, kids who have trouble paying attention, following rules, sometimes getting along with others. And we have a study that we're recruiting for right now to help kids get back to school in a positive way, kids that have those sorts of challenges.
So it's called the ASPIRES program. What does ASPIRES stand for, and what's the aim of the program?
The ASPIRES program helps kids aspire to do their best and be successful in their school interactions, how they get along with their teacher, how they get their work done. What it really aims to do is look to see if a sequence of positive behavioral supports, starting with helping get a class-wide positive behavior plan in place, monitor how the child's doing, if they need extra help, set up an individualized positive behavioral support plan. For a lot of kids, that will help them course correct. And then we'll continue to monitor. And if there are a few kids that still need more intensive supports and services, we have a coach that will go out and partner with the school and the parent to get those things in place.
Is, you know, I hear you talking about this, and I'm thinking sometimes as a parent, you don't know if this behavior is just normal or, like, is there things to look for to know if maybe somebody should be considering this study?
That's a great question. Most of the behaviors we work with are normal behaviors. If you go into any classroom in America, you're going to see kids being restless, maybe not wanting to do their work or getting into a fight or bickering. The kids we work with do those things more than we would expect given their grade level or age. So Okay. For everybody in this study, we would first do an evaluation where we work with the parent to interview them. We talk with the teacher, and we really try to find out if what's happening is more than we would expect, and actually most important, is it causing the child problems in daily life functioning? Because that's really what you treat. You don't treat mm-hmm. symptoms of ADHD like fidgeting. What you try to do is get them to be more successful in their schoolwork, get along better with their peers, get invited to the birthday parties that are going on in the grade mm-hmm. schools, and be more involved and engaged in a positive way.
What are the age ranges that you're focusing on for this study, doctor?
We're looking to recruit kids that are entering first through fifth grade in the next school year. And it's probably an understatement to say this has been a really unusual spring in schools.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're hoping that this is something that might help kids get on track, given what's been a pretty long layoff.
Is there a cost for being part of this study?
It's a research study, so all the coaches and interventions and supports are provided as part of the study, so there is no cost.
Lee, we thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you to the Center for Children and Families and all the local organizations that are opening back up and doing everything possible to be at your service. If you are interested in this research project that is helping our area children, make sure you contact them, 359-7500. Thanks, Dr. Fabiano. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Have a great morning.